This message comes from NPR sponsor, Hulu. Based on shocking true events, the new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, tells the story of a savage murder in a small town. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne. It's time now for The Song That Changed My Life. It's a segment we do where we get musicians to talk about the music that made them who they are. This week, two guests, Lil Mike and Funny Bone. They're a rap duo from Oklahoma City. Mike and Bone are brothers. They got their big break in 2013 when they made an appearance on America's Got Talent.
I'm ready for you guys. What is the name of your group?
I'm Little Mike. I'm Funny Bone. And together we are Mike Bone.
Mike Bone!
Mike and Bone are truly one of a kind, or two of two kinds. They're both members of the Pawnee tribe. They each stand a little over 4 feet tall. They perform Christian rap. And honestly, their records are good. And when you're in your home, you're gonna feel alone. Find out why a native rapper wrote the song for the missing, the murdered, indigenous. 500 years, and y'all still ain't hearing us. Murder's off the hook. Why ain't nobody look? Treat it like your family members took. This is for the ones with their fists in the air, missing in the murder from here to there. Sticking out justice and it don't seem fair. Push to the side, man, y'all don't care. This is for the ones with their fists in the air, fighting for the land that was already theirs. Mike and Bone are also actors. They're on one of my favorite shows, Reservation Dogs. It's about four teens in Oklahoma who've spent their lives growing up on a reservation. They spend their days hanging out at home and getting into little trouble and dreaming about leaving for greener pastures. Mike and Bone play Moe's and Mecco, two brothers who ride around town on their BMX bikes and always seem to know what's going on. The characters are also a rap duo, by the way.
Are y'all more spirits?
No, man. It's Moe's and Mecco. We got the same uncle.
I'm gonna go get those back. What kind of gang was both red and blue?
Indian Mafia. Couldn't make up their minds if they want to be Bloods or Crips more. Maybe they're Blips. Or maybe they're Cruds. Hey!
Reservation Dogs just wrapped up its second season on FX. We figured it would be a good time to have Mike and Bone on our show to talk about the song that changed their lives. Their choice is Mobbin' by the beloved Christian hip-hop group Gospel Gangstas. We'll let Mike and Bone take it from here.
Hey, it's your boys,
Lil Mike
and Funny Bone, and the song that changed our life is Mobbin' by the Gospel Gangstas.
Let me start with my intro. A young brother from South Central, snatched out of gangs. Let me break you off my info. A young criminal got in contact with the spiritual a couple of years ago, but you don't hear me though.
The first time that I heard Mobbin' was at a show. There was an outreach with this this strongman group called the Power Team, and they would like break bricks and bend steel and rip phone books apart. Then at the very end, they had this hip-hop group come up and they was rapping. There's no colors on the brother cause my rap's gone, but I'm still wet, so I gotta get my sag on. Don't trip when you see me in a pool pit. It's like I'm fat with a mazak in a full clip. I pull quick when God anoints. And they was like, yo, if you feel like, you know, you want to change or you want something different in life than what these streets are doing for you, like, you know, come up here and just, you know, let's talk about it. Let's get it out. And it made a difference in my life just because I've never seen a positive gangster role model. When I seen them, you know, rapping, and then they started talking about their life stories and how they, you know, broke off from all that, I was like, yeah. If it's possible for them, I could do it.
And bang for something worthwhile.
So what now do you need till each other show you how with my duck?
The Gospel Gangsters is a go-to for me because they so different. They so hood that it just surprises people. Like, I've never heard a faith-based person talk like that. This is Funny Bone, man. And the first time I heard Mobbin was when my brother, Lil Mike, came home, brought the track, he brought the CD, and he started jamming it. And he's my older brother, so I look up to him and, you know, the life changes he was making. You know, I really admired that. Man, I love this beat. Oh, this thing is a banger. It's just, it just make you want to get up and bounce. To me, the beat kind of reminds me of like funk pop with a little bit of breakdance drum lines or whatever. Kind of like James Brown or something like that, but like, I don't know, it just captured me. Can't turn my back on Christ. That's a punk move. It's like I've never heard somebody talk about faith in a gang mentality before. And it just kind of clicked in my head, like, yo, that's crazy. But the girls on my back and on my jackets on my prayer list. So don't fuss with the lust on your body, catch a shake to the gut. I'm out the cut, my crew is straight mob. So that right there is Mr. Solo, and he recently passed away and moved on to the spirit world. Man. Yeah, it was a very tough time in the faith-based hip-hop community. Everybody was taking it pretty hard. The Gospel Gangsters kicked off my search in faith-based music to the point where I was only hunting the hardcore stuff. And I was thankful that, you know, Creator gave me the options to switch music because a lot of the music I was listening to was keeping me in that mentality.
Yep.
And so I said up to Creator, I said, man, I want to get rid of all this music, but I need help finding other music. And then all these different artists started coming out, like T-Bone. Of course, the Gospel Gangsters I already had on deck. There was also God's Original Gangsters. And then, like, I started finding all these different groups, man. And it was just, like, crazy. And back in the day when I was getting it, the music at a Christian bookstore. And way off in the back, they would have a music selection. And I was, like, finding all these different artists. And I would spend, like, the whole day up there just grabbing CDs based off of the cover and just listening to music. Yeah, where are my crunk natives ass? It's Lil Mike and Funny Bone. My bone. Yeah. Oklahoma. People always ask us, like, what did you do? How did you guys get your big break? You know, did you guys sign to a label or, you know, because they think it just came instantly. We've been doing this for over 25 years now, recording and performing, and it was a process. So that's why I tell people it's a process. You got to stay consistent. You got to work hard. You got to build it up. And we was different, like, just like the Gospel Gangsters was different. They was getting, you know, hated on because they was, you know, gang affiliated, I guess you would say it. And we got kicked out of so many churches because we was just doing it different, man. We was praising worship different. People were like, you can't treat Jesus like a nightclub.
Yeah, because we'd be dancing to the tracks because we want to feel the spirit. And we just felt compelled to move when we was singing praise. And people are looking at us sideways like, why y'all dancing during worship or clapping?
When I introduce, like, faith-based music to somebody, I mean, my go-to is the Gospel Gangsters. because they just have that approach to where it shocks their ear like they've never heard faith-based music like this before. And it's just like, ding, what else can I find?
This song changed my life by how bold these cats was repping for God, and it helped me to see that you ain't got to bang for no color, no hood, and you can bang for something that with a purpose and build your relationship with the Creator and live a life of love and not hate.
It changed my life, just the simple fact that I was into that kind of music until I heard them do it differently. And when the Gospel Gangsters, you know, as soon as the lyrics started hitting my head, I was like, what is this? You telling me I don't have to get in trouble anymore? And I can, you know, still listen to this kind of music and not feel motivated to go do a drive-by? And I feel like that music coached me in the right direction. And it was just like, I was pretty much done with being a hardhead.
Lil Mike and Funny Bone on the song that changed their lives, Mobbin' by Gospel Gangsters. You heard it here today, the first time we ever played a Christian rap record on Bullseye. No disrespect to Minister Mace. Mace, come on, Bullseye. Let's do this. The second season of Reservation Dogs, on which Mike and Bone perform, is streaming now on Hulu. You can hear more of their own hip-hop on their website. We'll link to it on the Bullseye page at MaximumFun.org. That's the end of another episode of Bullseye. Bullseye is created from the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around Greater Los Angeles, California. As we were preparing this week's episode, the Dodgers were playing the Padres in the playoffs, and a goose interrupted the game. He wouldn't leave. Our show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our senior producer is Kevin Ferguson. Kevin's a Dodgers fan. Our producers are Jesus Ambrosio and Richard Roby. I don't know if they like baseball. Our production fellow at Maximum Fun is Tabitha Myers. She's probably a Phillies fan. We get booking help from Mara Davis. She might be rooting for the Braves. Our interstitial music is by DJ W, also known as Dan Wally. He's definitely a Red Sox fan if you like sports. Special thanks this week to Caleb Huntley and Crystal Smith of Castle Rose Studios in Oklahoma City for recording Mike and Bone for us. Our theme song is Huddle Formation by The Go Team. Thanks to The Go Team and to their label, Memphis Industries. Bullseye is on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You can find us on each of those platforms. Follow us. We will share with you all of your interviews. We hope that you will take this opportunity to share an interview from this week's program with someone that you love. And I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure. OCI is the platform for database, application development, and AI needs. Do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic. Take a free test drive at oracle.com/NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Listen to Embedded for moments that stay with you.
I could smell the smoke. I could smell the dust.
Voices that resonate. Stories that change the way you think about your life.
How did we get here?
The Embedded podcast is NPR's home for original documentary series. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.